Yo, and we back.
Episode 77 of the Sunday Dinner Podcast. Episode 77, we got got Luca, got Luca Big Luke.
Big Luke. Brandon's favorite number.
My favorite number, seven letters in my first name.
The Great White Hope.
Seven letters in my first name, seven letters in my last name.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Orlando Brown, not the actor.
Boy, is he
Is he alright? Oh yeah, he found God.
He found God.
Good
for now.
Because boy, but, Nick, you suck my dick. Like, he was wild.
Shout out to Tyrone Smith as well. Tyrone Smith. Episode 77, man.
And a bunch of offensive linemen and defensive, mostly offensive linemen, and that's probably a couple of D tackles or something.
There's a lot of significance with the number seven and wokeness in the number seven and stuff like that. You can get into all the ideologies. I'm pretty sure woke Twitter knows. I don't know. I feel like Brother Polite will break it down or something.
Sevens, but So
yes, we are here. We are here on the Sunday Dinner Podcast. First things first, I want to talk about this.
This is Jay and Jay Prince. I'm making this video to address the ongoing back and forth between myself and Drake. Both me and Drake have taken shots at each other, and it's time to put it to rest. I'm asking Drake on December 7th to join me on stage as a special guest to share the two biggest albums of the year, live in Los Angeles.
Check out that reading.
The ultimate purpose being to free Larry Hoover. I believe this event will not only bring awareness to our cause, but prove to people everywhere how much more we can accomplish when we lay our pride to the side.
Reading like Derrick Rose. Beautiful. Yeah, that's all. That's what really made it the funniest was Jay Prince at the end saying, "Beautiful, there we go. You did good, boy." That's
what. No, that looked so forced. Boy, Jay Prince caught you out, and then yo, you gonna make this video?
Standing right next to you. gave approval at the end. The big question: how many takes? How many takes was that?
I'm gonna say at least three.
No, you didn't say it right.
No, you said it right. Do it again. All right. Next question. How many guns? That's what they got while he was. Hey, to motivate him to say it right.
I seen that Larry Hoover Jr. was on Drink Champs.
Yeah, I tweeted out. Man, you can he looked annoyed with Kanye. When Kanye kept talking, I was like, okay, he can definitely tell. He's probably a little over this at this point.
He basically called Rick Ross a dry snitcher.
He didn't like that BMF song.
I like that. He said his name, but then.
But then you said whipping work. Then after his name.
Then the next line was whipping work.
You're fighting the case. You're making it harder. You didn't like that, but Jay Prince.
I don't want no smoke with them, but I'm like, hey, man, what did 50 Cent say in about Ghost and Power? Yeah, I'm gonna leave it at that.
He said he did that shit.
I didn't say that, but I'm just.
I just want to say I have no beef.
I have no problems with nobody.
I just want to say I have no beef with Jay Prince. I don't want to get a call saying, Where you at? Shout out to Roy Wood Jr. That story never gets old. Him trying to prank call Jay Prince.
Shout out to Jay Prince. Shout out to Jay Prince trying to keep the peace. Do you think it's actually going to happen? It is Jay Prince now.
It is Jay Prince. And that's Drake's mob ties. It's Drake's mob ties. It's not like Drake's going
to. That is Jay Prince.
He stopped him from putting out the second diss track to push in.
I don't know, honestly. I think
if anybody could make it happen, it'd be Jay Prince.
I mean, I saw the new Larry Hoover Jr. He took a picture of Drake. I guess that was like months ago, I guess. But
yeah. Well, they try to act like
photo ops.
He was talking to him, and then he was talking to him, but I think Jay Prince. If Drake would do it for anybody, I think he'd do it for Jay Prince.
So yeah, we'll see. So, that'd be interesting.
I'm more concerned. Like, is Kanye gonna be here? is Kanye actually gonna put on the show?
Kanye changed his mind every other day. But
understand me, Kanye said, one thing I did like about the, because I keep just seeing new clips. Because again, I'm not about to watch that in its totality. But he was saying, y'all call me crazy for all these things, and now I'm 9 billion. y'all can kiss my ass. hey, I was crazy for that, huh? Yeah, 9 billion. You know what I mean? He had me cracking up, too, about about Nike socks. It's like, yo, so you wear, you still wear Nike? Like, yeah.
Yeah, I ain't no slave. Yeah,
he's like, nigga, we partners. And Adidas will go quick, sign Pharrell, sign Pusha, sign Drake. What type of shit is that? So if I'm wearing Nikes, I'm wearing Nikes. That'd be cracking up, man.
So you think that Ye might change, but you think he would go against Jay Prince?
Nah, he wouldn't, but Ye also has $9 million. He can duck Jay Prince if need be.
If he's cool with laying low forever, but then and somewhere secluded.
Boy, he got how many acres he got in Wyoming? You know how long it take Jay Prince to find him in a bunker?
The whole state, apparently, according to Drink Camp, the whole Wyoming.
Yeah. Like they,
20,000 acres.
He got a Osama bunker on that campus.
I don't even think people if he
wanted to.
I don't know how many people, you know, if you're metrically, not metrically inclined, you don't know how big 1 acre is. I don't know. But
1 acre is equivalent to like 2 football fields, I think.
Yeah.
Or is it more than that?
I don't know. He owns 22,000 acres.
Yeah, which is
the state.
Like, jeez. But yeah, so if you want to, he could just go back to Wyoming. Jay Prince, Jay Prince, like being out and about, he ain't about to scour Wyoming for him.
Scour Wyoming.
He's about to scour Wyoming.
Be on that hunt, like.
Jay Prince got better stuff to do.
He's like Ryan Reynolds in The Rock and Red Notice, looking for that. Egg in the jungle.
Man, did you check that, Russ?
The Ryan Reynolds in The Rock movie?
Yeah,
Red
Reynolds.
And Gal Gadot.
And Gal Gadot.
Ryan Reynolds in The Rock movie? I got stuck watching the Southside thing, man. I got hooked on that for like the
It's a solid movie, man. Very, you know, predictable. Like, you can predict the ending once you start it, but
there's twists and stuff.
There's a hundred twists, but it still got to the
cross,
ending.
Cross, double cross, triple cross. All types of
quadruple cross. It was everybody got to do what they do best. And Ryan Reynolds, I'm going to give him his props on this one. He has some really good punchlines. Normally, his punchlines come off as corny and whatever.
He runs into the ground. He does it too much. But
too many sex references. Nah, but he has some good ones. He has some good ones on this
one. Yeah, no, it's a better script, better story. You know, hey, you know, And the way it sets up for possible sequels.
You did finish it?
Huh?
You finished it?
Yeah, I finished it.
Oh, well, when we talked yesterday.
Yeah, but I told you I ended up went back to finish it.
And then The Rock's always trying to set up a franchise.
Another franchise.
The Rock's always down to set up a franchise.
How many franchises with Ryan Reynolds are you trying to set up here?
I think The Rock low-key would be like, in his contract, be like, yeah, but we got to leave a cliffhanger at the end just in case I want to come back for another one.
Just in case this is
gotta leave that window open.
Yeah, in his contract, he's like, no, there's no one-offs. There will be, the story will be written so that there could possibly be
I want to leave it open-ended just in case. If this is a huge hit and we can do it,
we can do it again. We're running back. Ryan Reynolds ain't got shit to do, neither is Gal Gadot. We do these in-betweens all day.
And also shout out to, hey, The Rock was posting on Netflix. Yeah, I mean, posting on his Instagram, the stats. You know, Rock, big stats. Big Stat McGee, man. That man, letting y'all know, the biggest, number one, highest streaming, record breaking. He always got to post when it's record breaking.
How many times you going to break your own records, man?
But this time it's Netflix. It's not even about it, bro. Netflix is first day streaming record. Of all time, shattered it with his blockbuster. Imagine if, because I was telling this, I was talking to Oren about this. Imagine if The Rock did a lower budget movie, the crazy profit that he would see. If he still promoted it the way he promotes these big blocks, if he did it, the numbers, the money he make that he
the back end. So if he did a Sundance Movie Festival film where he funded himself, that money on
imagine Rock promoting a $5 million budget movie. Imagine The Rock.
Boy, that back end money gonna be nuts.
And you gonna hop in there, act his ass off too on some crazy shit.
He don't even have to. All he got to do is say, hey, fellas, ladies and gents, The Rock is doing another movie.
shout out to the Rock also. You know, you did the box up. I do want to say, side note, The Rock was ahead of his time. that I took yesterday because it's like the 25th anniversary to the first time he ever wrestled in like Survivor Series 96 whatever. So they, I was seeing people dress, like on the algorithm dressing up as The Rock because WWE was doing the whole thing tribute to him, and then someone dressed up as The Rock. Where I've seen niggas dressing like this now with the turtleneck with the chain and the watch and the fanny pack. When you really think about it, dude, how the fanny pack came.
He was ahead of his time. But you see it now.
But you see it now. Yeah, niggas, with the black turtleneck with the chain. Now, his wasn't iced out like that. And his watch when I was like, when you look at someone dressed up, but they actually had actual iced out watch and chain. Like, oh, wait, that's how niggas dress. And I saw the fanny pack. Oh, that's how niggas dress now.
Osiris would definitely wear that fit.
He would definitely wear
that. Young boy would definitely wear that. Maybe not the fanny, but well, he might just wear the fanny over his shoulder.
Yeah, just because you wear a fanny over your shoulder, it don't matter. The Rock was ahead of his time. He just wore it around the waist, but he didn't set it to the shoulder. But it's still part of the fit, and it's a fit that it exists that came back around that no one saw coming, and no one gives Rock his credit. But I'm gonna give Rock his credit for that one. I give Rock the credit for that one because that's too many different attributes for it to like. If one thing, if you're wearing a certain type of shirt that people are wearing now, certain type of thing, but that's multiple accessories in an outfit. They're like, yeah, no, his pants was tight. Niggas wear just because Rock wasn't like a fat nigga. You know, you see the fat niggas with the fanny pack over the shoulder and the big drug dealers with the ice, but. Yeah, Rock. I give
shout out to The Rock. Shout out to Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
The Rock Johnson, man. Yeah, big goat, man. It's a really good movie. Yeah, Russ, you definitely should check it out. It's a solid movie. You know, you'll like it more than Hobbs and Shaw.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Oh,
okay. Yeah, yeah.
The Netflix record breaker. Like I said, Rock posted them stats.
And Kevin Hart's gonna come next weekend.
I forgot about the Wesley Snipes movie.
Yeah, with similar stats. You know, Kev also promotes his stats. Like, he always be like number one. It went number one. It went number one, which is also fleeting and misleading because
It's like when Nikki posts is like, "Yo, number one on iTunes."
Number one on iTunes. Right. Number one on Apple Music.
Fam, I know people with 40,000 followers that have number one on iTunes. They can post that stat because it's number one at that moment, at that minute, and then you refresh it. You refresh it the next hour.
It shares back. God damn it! but man, speaking of number ones, new music.
Oh yeah, music.
What came out? Like, I totally forgot.
Your brand's gonna tell you what came out. It finally came out, Big Bruno.
I downloaded it. I still got I got to like the intro.
It is the red notice of drops of music drops. It's exactly what you think it's gonna sound like, and it's smooth, and it's like, and I'll tell you what, they played it smart because Bruno. We all know Bruno's. He has a smart. He didn't get to where he is without having a team that's smart. That know what they're doing.
I was telling B, team's almost as good as OVO, man. Bruno team know what they're doing.
Bruno, they knew what they were doing. They made sure that hey, this is gonna be 9 songs. We're not doing no long ass album. We're not about to run
this is Anderson .Paak. We're not giving them 15 songs.
This is a short album. I remember I picked Orin up. Took him to the ATM and then to the barbershop. By the time he got to the barbershop, Orin had heard the entire album.
Back to the beginning.
That's how quick that album is. That's how quick.
Mind you, my barbershop isn't far from where I live.
It's in Uptown. It's nice, concise, to the point. Every song sounds like a specific song that is in the back.
Clearly, Anderson .Paak didn't have no creative control. Again, Bruno seems like nah.
It definitely.
We got this.
This is where you plug in.
It
will let you
do your little part, but this is gonna be mostly me. David Ruffin and The Temptations.
Definitely made sure that like nah.
Yeah, this is definitely what, and I think I said this like when they first got the, I made you like this ain't no 50-50 split. This ain't no 50-50 partnership.
Not on anything. Not on the money. Not on the.
Not on my album.
Not on the production. not on.
Because it's Bruno Mars. First of all, that would be a dumb business decision if you're Bruno Mars.
I'm gonna do.
And you're gonna do a play like I'm gonna do 50. Yeah. And it's back like baby, you're bringing in all the money. Basically, you're bringing in all the listeners and the fan base. Bruno's just too big like for to fail. Did Bruce, did you see any predictions for this album?
You mean like my own personal or just people, people other people said?
I don't know. I mean like numbers.
What's the projection?
I haven't seen anything.
It's gonna be number one, probably.
Oh, of course it's going to be number. All it was going against was DaBaby.
Going against DaBaby. They ain't got to worry about Adele. I think Adele's next week.
They dived her.
Everybody ducked that one.
Everybody ducked that. Ed Sheeran did. It was still
like, Ed ducked that one. When is Adele dropping? I didn't even know he was working on the album.
Ed Sheeran, they were on the Breakfast Club. They asked him on the Breakfast Club, would you ever go to your head to head, or do you feel like no? But the only person I was trying to do that with was Bruno. But I was like, that was the only one, because we just do similar numbers, and it's just, but then now it's like, then Adele come in, it's like, yeah. And then,
I like the single. Did y'all check the single that she dropped?
Adele
singer?
Yeah, that was solid.
Yeah, solid singer, man. She got
Adele about to go.
The damn Brits, man. God damn it.
Damn British. She finally dropping that 30 album. She didn't drop it on time with her being 30, but hey. It's been a long time since we got to die.
5 years. Yeah. 25. That's crazy. That's crazy that she actually does that. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just dropping my ages, you know. Why not?
She's 19, 21, 25. You know. Now
that was the quickest turnaround she's ever done, from 19 to 21. Ever since then, it's been I'm chilling until 25. I'ma have the best new artist / song of the year for, I don't know, 3 years. Rolling in the Deep was the song of the year for
Rolling Deep was out for a long ass time,
3 years. Like, it won multiple of the same award, like, in multiple years. Like, I'm like, all right, come on now, let's.
But yes, Russ, anything you are thinking is going to happen, or sonically what it's going to sound like, is exactly how it's going to sound. It's going to sound like some smooth, so, you know, a little bit funk, a lot of...
Real 2020 vision, volume one.
Acknowledge the second one. We're not supposed to acknowledge Justin Timberlake at all.
Because
we're just not supposed to. We're supposed to act like that. None of his albums, we didn't enjoy them back when they came out. But yeah, no, there's a couple songs that'll remind you. But yeah, it's a short album. So whatever you're thinking, remember, it's just like Red Notes. Everything you think is about to happen in Red Notes, it's about to go. It's just a great straight through.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, did anybody check out DaBaby's project?
I did not.
Dang, man.
And I want to say before you go, I want to say Russ is correct. Or you should definitely watch Southside on HBO Max.
I'll check it.
Really funny show.
Russ, you
season two coming.
Russ, you didn't hear that the CEO of the community said he's good money now.
I heard about that. You
gave permission to perform.
You can listen to him again.
Because he felt sincere in his apology. He has permission to perform.
They got a CEO
on Rolling Loud shows. They wave the CEO. Oh, jeez, this is the mafia now. Oh my God, they are.
Oh, they definitely. Hey, they'll get you elected. If you rocking with the only person that enemy number one is Dave Chappelle. That's it. Other than that,
he's not bending.
Because he don't care about what y'all canceling. He's not in it for the numbers.
Like, and also, I'm Dave Chappelle. I'm gonna keep doing these numbers, and nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, nothing you can do about it.
Like, that's the thing about it. If you weren't a part of the fan base originally, before, trying to cancel, but like, no, and you're not gonna affect the numbers, are
yeah, because my fan base is my fan base.
If they tried to cancel URL Smack, like, it's never gonna happen. Like, their fans are their fans, and you could technically, they say a lot of horrible things to each other, just very vile, gruesome things. But y'all not walking in that venue with a bunch of street niggas and tell them that they can't say that, you're canceled. And that
Smack numbers are gonna do Smack numbers regardless. Like, Smack's fan base is that niche fan base, just like how Chappelle has his niche.
It's an entire
fan
culture. So yeah,
the baby's still trying to be global,
you can't be global without
this stamp. You definitely, can't be global.
Or else they gonna cut your water off. Speaking of cut your water off, BMF episode 7. The return of White Boy Rick, as they call them.
Oh man,
what a cameo. What a scene.
Shout out to Eminem, man. Best acting performance I've ever seen.
Played a 50-year-old, 17-year-old in the show.
Give him his fucking Emmy, man.
He had the little boy, White Boy haircut.
Give him his fucking Emmy, man. I'm calling now Eminem. Get your Emmy for BMF, man.
For saying what up.
Did he even say what up? He said what up? I don't know. I think Meech said what up. Yeah, he just shook up. His hand and said, was like, oh, yeah, no, that's white boy Rick.
That's white boy Rick. Show him and say, ah, there we go. If you blink, I am not kidding you. If you blink, you will miss it. You will miss this cameo.
I guarantee if 50 didn't say that was Eminem, no one would have caught that was Eminem.
I had to see the spoiler on Twitter first. And I was like, okay. Because I missed it. And I was like, what? Like, I totally didn't even really see
that. Yeah, I missed it the first time. The second time, I thought, oh, I totally missed that.
And Lamar's a G.I. Joe, evidently, man.
He has 9 lives.
The man.
At least you're going to wish me luck.
I swear that's the pops from that's they pop singing that. Yeah, like he looked like he sounded like that if he was singing. I was cracking up because
Anthony Hamilton and all types of things. But yeah,
I was cracking up because Kayla was as I was watching the episode this morning. She was like, I recognize him. He's a dad. She's like, he's a dad and all the things that I always want you to do right. I'm like, that's who he is in this show. Like,
because she saw that movie Why They Hate Us, and told the girl, you know why I named you. You gotta do it. You gotta do right, man. You gotta do
the Hate You Give.
Yeah, the Hate You Give.
Why you hate us?
Why you hate us? I mixed up the Hate You Give with When They See Us. Why they hate us? Why they? check the dad out. He was in that one too. He was in
that 7 second show on Netflix with Regina King.
He plays the same role in everything.
Always
in
a struggling father to pay the bills.
Shout out to Lincoln Heights. Shout out to Fences.
He wasn't a struggling dad, Fences, but
he was struggling. He was struggling. He kept asking Denzel for money every time he came over.
A
struggling dad. He was struggling like a motherfucker. What do you mean?
Well, he did. I forgot he was Denzel's son that came back. Pop, nah, Pop. I'm telling you, I'm about to.
$20. That's $20 back in 1942. That was a lot of money. That's $10,000 right there.
Oh, man. I forgot he was in it. Man, he's been in a bunch of stuff. Shout out to him, man. But I was cracking up about this episode that the straw that broke the camel's back was just, what's her name, mom, the son's mom telling her that your kids probably bought that coat and hat too. Yeah.
That was the one.
That mom wasn't lying either. Like,
she wasn't lying. But
she read everybody. She saw through all that. Just like,
yeah, man. Yeah, happy. You know, shout
out. Pay for the funeral. I'm supposed to thank you. You're the reason he dead. Like, your show should be dead, not mine. The way she's like, oh, shit. Let her get that off, too. They let her grieve.
Shout out to Snoop Dogg's fake sermon that he was trying to get. It looked like they was trying to toe the line of, like, not disrespecting pastors and but still having him, like, give, like, a sermon.
But he's still a dirty pastor, though. Like, that's the crazy part. When he came to the dad, and they're like, yeah, sorry, all I got is $5. He went through the stage, $5 bill, there we go. And they hit the rest of my, hey, my brother, all I got is $5 for you. That's all I made. The filthy pastor. Russ, what'd you think? What'd you think of the...
Episode's cool. Like you said, I think Lamar's a G.I. Joe at this point. He's a hard person to kill.
I'm more so mad.
He has 9 lives that they say.
I'm mad at the end that my man got suckered into to Shorty. Like, he's like, yo, what Lamar doing? Leave my crib. Yeah. She like, nothing? I don't. Okay, I'll tell you the truth. And they're going to say, yeah, that's what it was at first. But then, no, you can't tell Meech. Meech won't understand. He went from about to kill her to, all right, I just got to tell me to, it's just me and you.
All in one amount of 30 seconds. That. Are you do you want Cato out of here, Russ?
Yeah, let's just get her out. They ran the course of her characters. They just got to wrap that up real quick. Like, it's been.
Now it's but who's going to kill her? Is it going to be Lamar? Is it going to be me?
So she's still alive in real life.
That's what I'm saying. Disappointment to the people that want Kato out of here. Like, nah.
Same with B. Mickey, too.
B. Mickey's still out here?
Yeah.
Oh, man. No,
Lamar's still out, like you said before. Yeah. Man. Everyone's still intact.
Man, people still out here.
Yeah.
But it's good storytelling. Sorry for the spoilers for people that was watching, anticipating stuff. White Boy Rick is still alive, too.
It's funny the
he's
people.
He's free now, right? Did he just free him?
I think I sent B like a clip, like a YouTube like review, and they're reviewing the show, and they had like no idea this is like based on a true story. And I was like, okay, I can't be watching shows and not really like doing your research.
They don't know it's a true. You know what else I didn't know was a true story? The new movie that dropped, The Harder They Fall. The Western, because I watched it. I had no idea. I gotta finish it still.
It was good so far.
Oh yeah, it's a really good movie.
I haven't got to check
definitely
it yet.
Definitely recommend. There was some controversy, you know, surrounding the movie recently about like
Black,
casting.
Black Cowboys and stuff?
No, just about casting. This is funny. And beauty standards. Listen, I'm not trying to get canceled.
They showed
a real Stagecoach Mary that Zazie Beetz is playing. They showed Zazie Beetz, and I'm like, it was a good thing they did her a favor by casting Zazie Beetz.
Brandon, go ahead and say what you said. If you walked in this scene,
the real Stagecoach Mary, like that's what was getting it done. That's what was wowing niggas back in the day. Oh no, it's Harriet Tubman on the pole. Oren told me to say I was not planning on saying anything on the like I want to assume that the picture there, because I don't know why they chose that picture side by side. Maybe that's the only picture stage for Mary they can find. But it looked a good 64 years old. Like, goodness, man, well, first of all, y'all need to find a younger. I don't want to believe that this is the Stagecoach Mary that was body but, that had the niggas going wild.
I was telling B too, like, yo, they just be on her, cause fam, you think any of them actors actually look like the people that they were playing? Like, actors don't look. There are select cases where you can actually get somebody that actually looks like the person did.
But Will Smith
don't look like Muhammad Ali. Yeah, they tried their best, but Demony don't.
Idris Elba do not look like Nelson Mandela. Like, he still played
it.
Try to get as close as you can.
Don't try to get as close as you can. Find somebody that's gonna play the role the best. See, we talked about this with Richard Pryor because they wanted Mike. No, fuck that.
No, you was Team Michael Jordan.
Mike Epps. Remember Richard Pryor.
Oh, yeah,
I was gonna say Richard Pryor. No, nigga, you were saying Sean did his thing. Marlon did his thing, and a bunch of other
Nick Cannon. Hey, when you put on the mustache and the wig, he kind of looked like.
Pick the person that's gonna do the best job, and let makeup and wardrobe do the best, man. But no, you're not gonna get somebody that actually looks like the people. Like,
no, but that's crazy. Bro.
Get a dark skinned girl, and she could suck.
It would kind of ruin the scene. We'd be like, if they pick someone that actually looked like the real star. All right, fuck. But listen, in the midst of this controversy, Russ, people were also bringing up, like, seeing the arguments and thinking, be like, but what about, Idris Elba doesn't look nothing like, and you know, Keith don't look like. We ain't talking about that. We talk about this girl beauty standards, because, oh, yeah, it's just. But I'm saying, none of them look like, yeah, but she's pretty and she's not. So we're going to argue. This is a thought of
and the Sunday Dinner Podcast, we talk a lot of shit about Van in Atlanta and Deadpool
too.
Like,
she ruins. We talk about how she ruins everything. She in, like,
but
y'all, she brought no value to the Joker. But
y'all are wrong on this one. This one, we got her back on this one. Like, we are very objective.
I have been. I never thought I would.
We are very objective with Van. This one, y'all tripping. Get off her back. And I hope she does have social media, because boy, they be on her ass about everything.
That
galley.
Oh yeah, and that article had just came out right after. Like, sometimes I just don't feel black enough when she did her to be like. Oh, like, man, what y'all do to man? That's just not cool. This
colorism. Y'all want to talk about beauty standards?
Y'all complain about colorism, but yeah, y'all make her feel
ain't black enough.
Yeah, that's great. Dr. Umar said, one drop weird, the dominant gene. So,
man, I just seen a thing. I seen two things that was funny. I seen a thing with Umar that was like, Any brothers that date white women, get off my life. Any women that black women that date white men, get off my life. Get off my life. Like, you just screaming.
He just kept screaming it.
Screaming like, get off my life. Kept repeating himself. Any black man with a white woman, get off my life. Like, that was funny. But then I also seen something that was funny too on TikTok. That was like, they talk stuff about black men that date white women, but I did that for us, because now we're going to have black babies. I was like, I don't know if you got a point there.
Yeah. See, to defeat the white man, you got to destroy them from within. You got to eliminate.
You got to date white women, and that way your babies will be black. So now the house is 2-1. You just 2 black people in the house to 1 white person. Yeah, nah. But nah, I thought that was funny too. I was like, all right. I've seen them like back to back too, which was made it even more funny. Like they heard Umar was like, ah, ah. Loophole, buddy.
No, you oh man.
Now, what else you in? Shout out to Childish Gambino. I'm on Atlanta on FX. I landed a role on there. Hey, I'm an actor now.
That's gonna be dope.
I study scripts.
Yes,
I
study scripts.
Why are you getting so much information? Can we just wait? I can't see
you playing nobody else but you.
Me?
Yes.
I can be some. I can be whoever you want me to be.
Let's do something now. Give us a line.
Be a police officer.
Put your motherfucking hands up, nigga. Look at the goddamn crowd, nigga. Where the fuck you going? You go right now, nigga. You facing 10 years. I'll let you go right now. Just tell me who the fuck got the dope, nigga. Who got the dope? You fuck with that, right?
Like, bro, he's so unintentionally funny.
it is like sometimes he thinks we're laughing with him, but sometimes we're laughing at him, and
But hey, he has an amazing memory though. Like, cause they was like, "No, we ain't shit on the game. That was everyday struggle." He's like, "What?" He's like, "Run the clip back right now." He's like, "Run the clip back."
do we believe he's really selling the Soldier game for $150 million?
I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is.
I mean, $15 million sounds. I mean,
I'm gonna give you the band. I'm surprised Soldier has been this rich for this long. like he still got money. Like,
yeah. He's embellishing things. How much?
The numbers might not be what he's saying, but he's still getting some money.
I own Atari.
he's like, man, I said that wrong.
I said that wrong.
That boy owns some stock. And he said, I own it. That boy something else, man.
So, all right, so let's predict his role in Atlanta. How many episodes?
That shit going to be a cameo.
Yeah.
He talking like he about to get a Cat Williams whole episode.
Just about to get a whole thing.
When
they asked him how many episodes, he was like, hey, no, you know, I can't talk about that. Nigga, it's a cameo, one scene, one episode. And it is about to be something of them depicting
of
something
you
cultural.
Ranting.
Ranting, yes. It's so. I'm an actor now.
dude is hilarious, man.
Yes, yeah. That interview was just fun. Like, I was hilarious.
It was just hilarious, a good time. The Venus Williams beads and
the Venus.
Yeah, no.
When does that drop?
The new King Richard movie. Russ, didn't that drop next week?
Next week?
Yes, sir. On HBO. 19th. Yeah,
it's gonna be in theaters too, though.
I'm not, Will, you my guy. I'm definitely watching HBO.
What a rollout that Will Smith is on. Speaking of Will
Smith, I just want to say this: movies going forward, if they're especially HBO movies, unless it's like crazy spectacles, I'm seeing most of that shit at home. Like Matrix, I'm watching.
Yeah, all Warner Brothers films.
That upset isn't happening. Are they smoking them?
Your orange checking the score to yes. Any Warner Brothers movie? Yeah, I'm definitely watching that on HBO Max. If you're dropping on HBO Max,
I will say shout out to HBO Max for making small adjustments to their app, because their app used to be hard to rewind. On the app,
man,
they fixed it.
I know. I was tripping. Like, oh snap! It's working. The
interface is getting better. Because I still think Disney Plus. I like how it's so easy to find a lot of stuff on there.
Yeah.
HBO, that shit, man. You gotta like. You really
Disney
gotta,
Plus.
Gotta,
they read the room too, because they shit was whack at first too. So they read the room. I was telling
people forgot about that.
That first launch was a little rough. The first 90 days.
I was telling B, I like that if you go on under the Marvel, like they put they put them chronologically in order, like what happened at first. So say first Cap happened, then Captain Marvel happened, and like so you could see the sequence.
Yeah, because you scroll down, you can do watching release order, timeline order.
That's in y'all how it looks now, how they changed the Marvel part where they put Black Captain America. They put like Loki. Mm, they put like Wanda. Mm. So there. So it looks super dope now.
Yeah, nah, that's fine. Yeah,
and
speaking of that, I rewatched Shang-Chi.
Fire.
Shang-Chi. God damn it.
Yes. Hands, lots of action. That is amazing.
Yeah, no.
Top tier origin story film.
They definitely. That's probably. That and Black Panther are probably the best origin stories that Marvel's done.
They executed that. Amazing.
But the fighting scenes was all fire.
Mm-hmm. Fire.
And his pops didn't give a shit about nothing. Yeah.
He blamed a 7-year-old for his mom dying.
Man, and punched shit out of him. Like, he said, "Oh, you thought you had some physicals? You think you a killer? Go take a bath. put him in the water."
But at the same time, he knew he was nice because when he sent them niggas, he like, I told my man, like, they couldn't kill you if they tried. Like,
he ain't me with the rings, nice. But yeah, I get it, though. Nah, I'd have put
take them rings off. See me one.
Exactly. No. Yo, but yo, if you was my height, I'd beat you in basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, he's not.
But he got the rings.
But he got the rings. But
it's like, Roger, put that gun down. Fight like a man.
Nah, I'm beating your ass, and I got the gun. But the fight scenes are super fire. Like, it was
super
busy.
Fire.
Yeah.
Very Jackie Chan esque and all that stuff. Like, people review, like, the fighting style where he mixes humor and uses the things around. Like, it's very style that I didn't know that Jackie Chan had originally coined it. Well, we know choreographed, but I'm talking about, like, it's how he invented style of doing it in action scenes where he incorporates those type of things. But that bus scene is still top tier.
Top man. He was
and it's crazy because I don't know if you guys remember, like, before, because you remember people were kind of like, oh, this movie's gonna be trash. Like, oh, this, look at this clip in the bus. Look, the CGI looks so whack. Once the movie came out, man, that scene fire. A lot of y'all definitely were changing your tune.
We get it.
Black Widow was huff, but, you know. Black Widow was trash. I would take it to the grave. That movie sucks. It doesn't matter when it would have came out. That movie sucks. Okay, the story's whack.
What about Craig David helping her with?
He was whack.
What about Craig David?
When we get to the end of the year, I'm gonna go to my full on rant about Black Widow. But that movie that's a $200 million movie. Don't look like it.
Plus the lawsuit money that she
tried to fuck out of here.
They ain't recoup.
No, I get with the pandemic.
They ain't recoup.
I'll double check because you got $200 million for that. But then, like, how much you spent on marketing? Probably like $50 million on that.
No, that rolls into the $200 million.
Okay, I know that was all included.
Yeah, it's all
included. But I fuck with that movie. I know the pandemic affected like the rollout and just like when it was released. Mm-hmm. But at some point, it was like, all right, we should just put this shit on Disney Plus or just like. I don't know, just like not do it because
they did it simultaneously. What are you talking about?
The $34 to stream
that was ridiculous. Whatever.
Don't disrespect the first female lead in the Marvel.
No, Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Oh, they did come first. You're right. Yeah.
It shouldn't have, but I agree with you.
It's just a coincidence that these two are bad movies. It's not because they're women.
It's not. They're just poorly written.
Just
like,
to be clear,
because WandaVision was dope.
Stagecoach Mary was high. If you think about it, if you had enough liquor.
And with Captain Marvel, the problem with that one, I already said this before. It was just like, we get it what you're trying to do.
Why they hate us? Why they
But just both the movies served like no purpose narratively for the MCU at all. Like Captain Marvel, it didn't even
They had to introduce Black Widow. They had to introduce her sister. You know, Captain Marvel. They led into Monica Rambeau. You know, being in WandaVision, she got to come.
We needed that movie to do that. Shout out to Tiana Ferris. She should have been Stagecoach Mary. I would have bought that.
They could have did 5 minutes in Endgame and did the same damn thing with that 3 hours. Man, like they get no passes on that, and they try to like go back and be like, oh, well, you know. Captain Marvel's plane was called the Avenger, so that's where Nick Fury got the name. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
It was?
Yes, and then they're like, oh, you see how Nick Fury messed up his eye? It wasn't in war. It's because one of those aliens that was a cat scratched him.
A cat scratched him.
Yeah, like, come on, bro. Like, it was just, had my man Nick Fury looking trash back in the day.
Anti-climactic. That was a
fucked up
reveal.
I am all for all decisions made by Kevin Feige.
I am not. That was a terrible decision.
You're doing great. You're doing great over there.
All I want to say is
Kevin Feige, trust your gut next time. You could have put her in Age of Ultron and just did not need a fool.
I told her about my theories, okay? Number one, Josh Whedon, I know you a nasty man, but your plan to put her in Avengers 2, great idea. I also still think they could have put, you know, Black Panther Avengers 2 low key when they went and saw Claw and got the vibranium, but you know, I'm, you know, whatever. But I'm just saying,
Easter eggs.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, with the Captain, they could have easily slid her in there, because I feel like, I think Oren talked about it too. All these movies that do those, like, oh, let's go back in time and do your origin, trash. I hate that shit. That's why I'm like, that's why I hate every Wonder Woman movie, because I'm just like, I don't care about what you were doing in the 80s. What
nah,
were you doing?
Nah, see, DC are some assholes.
Well, we can talk all day about DC and where they went wrong. You know, like, they're so.
All these prequels, and they, I don't yeah. this.
But Captain yeah. Marvel, like, there was no introduction in another film. She just popped up with her own movie. Brie Larson is playing Captain Marvel now. Like, man, look, I only liked you in 21 Jump Street, and I barely liked you in that. Shout out to 21 Jump Street. On Netflix now, the first one. Shout out the second one too. That's right. But yeah, no, like for her to just pop out of nowhere, just with her own movie, like no introduction in another movie, not even a cameo in a movie before giving her her own.
And I'm gonna probably I don't want.
She made it. Yeah, she made a cameo, right?
No, she never made any cameo in any movie.
Nah,
she, it was just the pager.
She showed whatever. They never explained what the fuck she was. And I don't like the whole, like, when she came, like, back to Earth, she just seemed like she was, like, bothered. Like, oh, why are you guys?
Because she was
fucking superhero.
Because she was bothered in like, shooting the movie.
He was out in space doing a whole bunch of fucking nothing. Okay.
Yeah, her promo run, she looked like she didn't want to be here. Like, damn, why you?
Because Cass didn't like her.
Like, bro, yeah, she had terrible.
Thor, John Cheadle, none of them niggas like
her. Yeah, like, she had horrible chemistry with all the rest of them. And it showed, like, on camera, like, oh, like, you know, like, she wasn't really one of the part of the team.
I'm all
they'd be having fun cracking jokes and then she would just kill the buzz. And
I'm all for women empowerment, but man, she was on that press run for, like, I fucking around with y'all. Like,
why they hate her?
She went for that white feminist move, and I was like,
I'm all for the feminist movement. I'm a feminist.
I'm a feminist. But listen, I'm all for your rights. That, but no, if you watch those interviews,
men, don't say that, man. It just sounds weird when you say that. Like, just
or
say,
men, you can say whatever you want. We're not men. You could say that. You could.
It just sounds. That's just like when
here at the Sunjin podcast, we're trying to get canceled.
I would give it. When white people call themselves a maverick, I'd be like, hey, man, that just sounds that doesn't sound good to me. Like, that just sounds like I'm a racist. I found a new way to say I'm a racist. Like, I don't know, like,
I'm a nationalist.
I'm a patriot. Like,
proud boy.
Yeah, just say you support the movement, man. That's you know, leave it at that.
Look at those interviews with her with them. Look at her interviews with any of the Avengers for any of those rollouts. She kept ruining the vibe, killing the vibe, getting super serious when we're.
Because I think they were talking about like stunts or something, and I think like Chris Hemsworth was like, "Oh man," he was like joking, he's like, "Oh, she can do her own stunts." She's like, "Yes, I did," and it was like. Okay, like, you don't really get how we do, like, banter and stuff. Like,
this is what happens when you don't introduce somebody in a movie, you just throw her in there with niggas. Like, she didn't build no chemistry.
That's why Big Goat Rob was like, yo, get me the fuck up out of here. Like, yo, just kill me. I don't want to deal with this shit later. Like, now I'm getting old. Like, nah, G, get me out of here.
I seen Shorty that y'all brought on.
She brought, and I already see where this is going. She's about to be a problem.
Like he said in Endgame, like, no, we need her. You a new life. You liar.
Because, like,
Stage Coast Marvel wasn't getting it done.
Like I said, we all know what the plan is. The plan originally was Big Goat Chadwick was going to run the whole universe, and because they originally wanted to be Captain Marvel, and they were like, oh shit, like she's not really like likable like as much on screen, or like with, like, you know,
or in interviews,
yeah, or anywhere.
He's not a media darling.
You know, Sony won't give us, you know, Spider-Man full time.
Yeah, they won't.
Like, they being whack on that one. So
most,
you know,
popular character.
I don't know what the plan is now. They just like,
Big Ten Rings is coming. Hey. Like, he got the fisticuffs and the power, and Big Ten Rings, Shang-Chi's definitely.
Shang-Chi coming
with the
hands.
I trust
Margaret,
we need
you to go back to normal so you can just turn to the regular Hulk again, because Smart Hulk ain't getting into
Man, we got to get into that at some point.
We call an audible, because we can
She-Hulk is coming. Did you watch the rollout for all the stuff that's coming?
That trailer was solid.
Some of that shit looked whack as fuck, though.
Okay.
Not to say anything bad about Marvel, Kevin Feige, I believe in your vision. I'm rolling with you, but some of that shit.
I will say, Hawkeye,
that looks dope.
It still looks like a Disney Channel movie, but like, I'm like, okay, I'm cool with this.
Definitely, but I'm rolling with it on being.
Miss Marvel, I don't know. I'm good. I'm gonna watch it, but
I'm cool with Miss Marvel. I'm cool with Miss Marvel. Shout outs to all of our listeners in India. I'm cool with Miss Marvel.
Let's see.
Pakistani, I think.
She-Hulk was She-Hulk. I'm just like, man, that, that look a little low budget, but hey, we gonna roll.
The one I'm not okay with is Moonlight.
Bro, no.
We need him. We need him just like we need Shang-Chi. Niggas with hands. Like,
I'm gonna say this, bro.
It's gonna be great action.
He is like
fight.
The MCU's Batman, basically. Yeah. He's just crazy as hell. He cold.
Oh, he's just crazy.
Yeah, they got my.
He's just not. He's nice with the hands.
Shout out my guy Oscar Isaac.
Kevin Feige, you still doing your thing, then? Because that was the only one that looked questionable to me. I was like, I don't know about that.
And then plus, like they're.
They said he's schizophrenic, though. Like,
yeah, he got split personality.
Listen, RDC World has been championing this nigga to get this nigga in the MCU for
years.
And
then shout out to my guy Charlie Cox from Daredevil. They're going to rebrand his show. So they're going to bring my guy back in No Way Home.
Yeah, he's in No Way Home in that scene in Leaks. John Campy, you going down.
John Campy is cooked.
They keep saying that Daredevil's going to be in No Way Home.
I know. I sent you. The leaked photos, he's literally.
Oh, I didn't see it. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll send it to the group chat, but yeah, they got him sitting with Peter. Peter's like lawyer in the room.
The brown red glasses.
Hey.
Oh yeah, also a new trailer drops on Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Okay. They're premiering in front of the fans.
When is it drop?
December 17th.
Okay. Oh, so right before Hawkeye?
Yeah, we get that. No, Hawkeye comes the 24th. So Hawkeye's
the week after.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Hawkeye 24th this month.
Never. Oh, okay.
24th
oh, next month. Oh,
yeah.
I mean next week.
Next week.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh shit.
Oh,
okay.
Oh shit. Where's the roll off of that? God damn.
That was the Disney. That was when they did the whole Disney. Plus.
Oh shit.
They did the whole like it was like a 2 minute clip where they like running people shooting arrows and shit.
This is I'm saying like I haven't seen Jeremy Renner doing interviews out here.
He just did hot ones.
He did just do hot ones. He got to ease in because he got some domestic stuff he's dealing with right now.
Shit,
so he got to kind of watch the press on that.
Yeah. Got to watch do medias were not asking the hard question. Does stay away from Gayle King?
But yeah,
stay away from who else going to ask some questions?
Stay away from
the
Oprah.
All I'm gonna say is somebody whoever works for whatever like personal assistant works for Sony or Marvel that's really mad at the director. Whenever they find you, they probably gonna hit you with crazy lawsuits because I've never seen a movie leak this much. Like I was telling people, I was like, because as far as like a scale, this is probably like they said it's like Spider-Man's Endgame basically. Nothing from Endgame leaked outside of like promo photos and stuff. We didn't really know shit. Like even like when they dropped like little hints here and there, we still didn't know anything.
Yeah, no, it's a
Spider-Man, bro. I know the whole fucking movie basically. No. Like I pretty much got it down.
And I be trying to avoid it. And I feel like
it's hard to avoid shit. Like it's
I said, on the Pantheon or on the Mount, you know, Rushmore of superheroes, it's Batman, Superman, Spider-Man.
Yep.
You know, but I'm like, nah. like, nah. Like, y'all bugging out. It's, like I said, y'all keep having to drop trailers because people just keep leaking more and more stuff. Like,
and like, you
I'm still act fake surprised when I see Andrew Garfield.
Oh, yeah,
they're like, oh, shit. Oh,
I think so. Like, my whole thing is because this, you know,
at this point, I'm like, they're doing it on purpose just to,
I think
just to throw us all off.
It's a weird point.
They really wanted it to be a surprise.
Yeah, because I think, because
goddamn John Campy.
Because I have a theory.
Goddamn it, new rock stars, you motherfuckers.
I have a theory that originally this was not the plan to put them in the movie. I literally think they went on Twitter and I kept seeing people be like, yo, you know, it'd be crazy if they did like a Spider-Verse kind of live action. I swear to God, because I'm like, yo.
You said that wasn't an original plan.
Yeah, this is an idea that somebody, that a million people put on YouTube and Twitter for like years. They're like, yo, let's, and I think Marvel's like, shit, if it works, the money adds up, you know what I'm saying?
We're making this the end game for Spider-Man.
Yeah, so, and also the way Tom Holland, like, shout out to him because the way he's like talked about how like he knows at some point he'll get recasted like later on. He's like, whoever, you know, replaces me, I'm going to come back and, you know, be supportive and stuff. I'm like, man, like, I don't get how like some people don't like him as like, like an actor too. I'm like, bro, he just seemed cool as shit. And like, his Spider-Man's dope. It ain't his fault. Marvel kind of, you know, fucked his character, but every now and then they've done good overall.
Oh,
but like,
and Marvel they gonna tell the origin story as a cartoon.
Uncle Ben gotta get shot again.
I see. I was like, okay, so that's
Uncle
when
Ben, get your ass.
I'm like,
all right,
I'm like, okay, that's when y'all gonna tell the origin story.
I think that's smooth. Like, how they gonna do that.
Yeah,
that's so everybody right. Right. like Uncle Ben, we gotta dig up Uncle Ben. Yeah, shoot this nigga again.
But yeah, because
Uncle Ben been like three different characters too.
Because Tom Holland's like, I don't know what's gonna happen next. I know what the whole play is. They're trying to negotiate a new deal. This is going to happen. They're going to do the third movie, finish the whole like high school trilogy. They're going to do the college trilogy when he gets old. Because he basically is aging like slow. Like, he don't look that old anyway. So that then like, hey.
No, he's aging well with like, the way the movie
Toby was aging like milk. So they was like, hey, we got to like speed this shit up, dog. Nah, fam, you're in grad school now, bro.
You got to be grown quick.
Fam, James Franco looks nuts. We got to speed this shit up. Yo, what is Kirsten Dunst sniffing, snorting and shit? Oh,
hey, I didn't know.
Bring it on again.
I didn't know she was married to Evil Matt Damon. I didn't know that.
Evil Matt Damon. Here's the nuns used today. What's his name? Mysterio. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, shout out my guy Jake, man. Gyllenhaal.
Hey, Jake Gyllenhaal dated everybody in Hollywood, low-key.
He ran through.
Jake Gyllenhaal been out here, man.
But yeah, man. I think No Way Home's like 2 hours and like 40 minutes. So I'm just like, yo, throw an extra 20 on there. Show us Miles Morales. Throw another 20 minutes.
Evil Matt Damon. That is nuts. I'm just surprised. Like, yo, that is sick.
Hey, man. He played.
What's his real name?
Oh, damn, what's his name? Let me look up. White dude from Fred Hampton.
Fred Hampton. But yeah, no.
Always playing the bully. You know, if you want to go all the way back to like Mike, he was the bully, and like Mike to Bow Wow is in that foster home, whatever, in that orphanage that they were in, still stealing the Snickers. He was the bully in that one.
Oh, my goodness, man. That's hilarious.
It's Jesse Plemons. That's what it is.
Jesse Plemons, yeah. Evil Matt Damon.
Yeah, he was an evil on a Black Mirror and everything.
He has an evil face. He just has to have
it. Man, but yeah, I think... Yeah, no, I think overall, No Way Home, like even like Jamie Foxx, like remember he kind of spoiled the whole thing like 2 years ago.
Yeah, no, yeah,
I'm about to get my get back.
He was the first leak. Jamie don't care.
But I think they was okay with. They been trying to get Jamie out of here for a minute.
They weren't because that like if he's gonna come back, yeah, then
you gotta bring back everybody. You might as well.
Then obviously Andrew Garfield is coming back.
Yeah. But I'm saying I'm not saying what they plan to do. I'm saying Jamie, you can announce that you're in the movie, but the Spider-Man, like no one cares. Jamie Foxx is. I mean, like we care, but not on the level of Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, the Spider-Man. Like he was a trash villain
why don't they get them out to paint for just dead lines to people's faces? They was dead asking them in interviews during COVID. Yeah. I would go, hey, are you gonna be in it? And they were like, nah.
Kevin Feige got the shooters out there, bro. It was like, man, you look at Andrew Garfield interviews. That man looked terrified.
He'd be like, no, fam.
Wait, Kevin Feige, nope. Jay Prince? the nigga was choppers on the outside of the camera. So are you gonna be in
Sony
the
don't so Sony don't care. Like I was telling
Sony don't know what they're doing.
Somebody goes, oh, Sony's gonna get Spider-Man back. I'm like, if I'm Sony and the way the splits work, why would I want him back when you can do all the work and then we just split it and I still get most of the money? And I still get most of the money from the first week sales.
Right.
And I still have a majority of his merchandising rights. Like I forgot how the deal went. Cause I know Marvel makes all like the money from like their toys and stuff, mm-hmm. and they get like some of the box office. But like Sony's in like that's why Sony like that's why like I think they're probably like yo like we can probably just keep doing these deals.
And that's why I said. This is why Bruno Mars is not doing a 50-50. This is not a 50-50 split, y'all. I'm telling you. He's helping Anderson out. All right? Take the look to get 20%. I'll give him that at most. But if I'm doing all the work. But, yeah, Kevin Feige, he's a smart man. He's a smart businessman. Like the way the splits are working, come on now. And you're getting all the old Spider-Mans back? Like, back together?
I hope people don't really think it's going to be like a... Like, I think what's going to happen is I think they're probably going to make like a couple of, like, you know, cameos. But I still think it's gonna be a heavily like Tom Holland movie. Like even like when people were talking about the whole Doctor Strange thing, because they're like, oh well, it's gonna be like how you know Tony Stark was like his like you know like he's like his dad the whole movie. Like,
is Doctor Strange gonna be in it?
Yeah, he's in the movie. Yeah, okay. But I think Tom Holland the way he was explaining, he's like, no, they're not like he's like him and Strange ain't really friends. They're not enemies, but they're not like buddy buddy like him and Tony were. It's kind of gonna be.
That's right. He was in trade. Like yeah, no, we far past
Doctor Strange's an asshole. Like everybody know that. So like they're probably like yo like yeah we cool, but like we're not like you know I'm not. I'm not your teacher. You know what I mean?
We're not cool at all the way you fucked up and opened the multiverse when I'm trying to do the spell and you just would not shut the fuck up.
I also think that scene's going to be different in the movie, too. Because, you know, Marvel did that trickery shit. Yeah. Because the way I was looking at the screen, I'm like, that just don't really seem like some shit Doctor Strange do. And I know they're not going to do the whole variant shit because that's just like, they ain't trying to get in that headache again. But I think a lot of those scenes we saw are going to be a lot different because I don't know. I just feel like. The way they're moving with this, the way the marketing's been, like even with the leaks too, I still feel like the hype is still there. Because I think the biggest thing people are probably worried about was like you know certain people who didn't expect the leaks to be true, be like, oh, you know, I'm kind of disappointed now because you know you're not gonna please everybody.
Of course.
Like all you people who are still complaining about how. Oh, I missed Tobey Maguire Spider-Man and Andrew Garfield Loki. He was fire. He had fire visuals. The writing was trash.
And
Loki that casting was horrible. But like with like Tobey Maguire shit. Tobey Maguire number one, he
shout
cried.
Out to Emma Stone.
Yeah,
but no.
Tobey Maguire, he cried way too much. And them still and like I think we like I said I think we appreciated it at the time because we didn't have shit else outside of like the first couple of X-Men movies and like Blade and like I think we had like Lord of the Rings and shit. We like Spawn. We didn't have crazy action movies.
Spawn. Yeah, it was Spawn. Shaw Spawn's on Netflix. We had the Matrix. Michael Jai White.
Hey man, I want a Spawn like reboot for so long, and then I kind of gave up after a while.
And Michael Jai White was like, I still want to play him.
Bro, he's still playing. Like, Michael J. White be trying to get. I remember he was doing the whole like Mortal Kombat shit, and he had the whole thing on YouTube trying to get the whole fan shit. Then they made them with HBO, and like, nah, we're good. We all right. We don't really need you on that one, but yeah, man, it's gonna be interesting. Like, obviously, you know, we're gonna be in there, you know, doing our typical movie reviews No Way Home.
I'm excited, and I'm still put on my spot.
Oh my god, I didn't know this.
It's gonna be, and maybe they're gonna bring Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield in a scene, kind of like on an Endgame, like on your left, and the portal opens. They're gonna come in for the Endgame fight.
Because the picture I sent you was like on the bridge. That's when one was on the bridge, whatever. And they're like, I'm like, okay, that's when I was like, okay, this is. Do you know you see like the fake Photoshop shit? I'm like, nah, this is like real. But I do want to. They said it's like a lot of. It says it's like a sadder movie. And I'm like, well, Far From Home is low-key kind of depressing, too. Yeah. But, like, I'm like, so I think either Ned's going to die. I don't think they're going to kill Zendaya. Aunt May is a maybe, though. You know, so I'm wondering, like.
Killing Aunt May.
Yeah. I mean, killing Happy ain't really going to do shit. They try to kill my dog Happy and Iron
That's
Man.
That's the only tie left to Iron Man. So if they kill Happy, I could see that. I don't know what that's gonna do or achieve, maybe Ned. Like Ned's important enough, but not important at the same time. He's like a character. Man, people don't think of Spider-Man and Ned. They think Spider-Man, Mary J. They think Spider-Man different.
It's because
Eddie Brock. They don't think Spider-Man.
You know why?
Because Ned. We built him up.
They can't do that to Joe. Nah, man. If I'm Joe, I'm like, fuck no. I started this shit. I was the one that went and got Robert. I produced or directed the first movie. Nah, y'all not getting me out of here.
Are you talking about Jon Favreau?
Yeah, Jon Favreau. Yeah. Happy. My bad. Yeah,
all I'm gonna say with Ned, they might not kill him. He's gonna end up becoming a villain at some point. You know, whole like you get jealous. Your friend is a superhero. She's like, I want to be just like you, type of shit.
Dang, he gonna have to out him.
Also, he gonna be the new Electro. Jamie Foxx gonna pass over to Ned.
So the reason why
Ned gonna end up being
when they kill Jamie Foxx, he's gonna take over power. Like, I found a piece of. I'm gonna build and be the new Electro.
What's his name, son?
Harry.
Yeah, he's gonna be next.
Harry Osborn's whacking every Spider-Man. But also too, the reason why we don't know much about Ned is because they took Ned from the Miles Morales story. It just named him something different. Like the Ned character is literally like what Miles Morales' friend was at that school.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, they definitely kind of took a lot of shit from him. But you know,
hey man, so who's gonna play Miles Morales? Man, are we getting Kev?
Miles Brown, man. Miles Brown. Miles,
Kev is going to be T'Challa's son. T'Challa's adopted son.
Can't be two. Well, you can't be two people in the MCU, but not that big of a character.
Hey, man, where's my guy? Yeah, Miles Brown be the perfect pick, man.
Perfect pick. Miles Brown is supposed to be half black.
He looked like him, too.
Yeah, he looked like him. It's a perfect casting. I think to me.
I'm like, he's aging right with it, too, just like Tom Holland.
This ain't Stagecoach Peter, man. Like, this is Stagecoach Miles. This is a great Miles Morales casting here.
ain't Stagecoach Miles. So. Hey, man, what we going to name this episode? Stagecoach or...
Why they hate us? Is fine.
My biggest question is who gonna lead the Avengers now that my guy?
My guy
Icarus is dead from the Eternals. Man, RIP the GOAT. Marvel Superman. All
right, so Eternals, we went to go to. But before I say that, Shang-Chi is leading the Avengers, big GOAT. But
ten rings.
Yeah, 10 rings. Nigga, nobody wants that smoke. Nobody wanted the smoke when he didn't have.
He didn't have ten rings. Now
so,
with the 10 rings.
I'm leader. And he got the smooth moves on you. Like he ain't even. Man, he gonna have to drop his sister though. But
She gonna pop up and help him like when he needed. Like the way they set it up in that movie, you know she's coming back. She's coming back to help him. Call when you need type of thing.
Coming through with the make sure that equal rights. You know what I mean. Make sure there was women and men training. You know what I mean. She running the whole show.
Toss the rings over to her. Get Captain Marvel the fuck out of here.
Boy, she had the smoke for him too. Like she had the fist of cuffs. Jeez, but. What was the question I forgot before?
Eternals?
Oh, Eternals. Yeah, we went to go see Eternals last week. First take. They need them all. Like, all right,
that's a big ass team.
That was a lot of people that you were trying to have to follow their origin stories and what they do, what they about.
Yeah, so my big.
I forgot that was last week. I'm thinking we talked about this on the pod last week. I forgot. we saw it last week.
I think my biggest takeaway from this is this would have been a really dope 8-episode series on definitely. Disney Plus.
Because you could have actually sure. like
flushed it out way better.
That's like, a great idea. Bro. I did not think about that. Yes, no,
that like, definitely would have been a better series.
If it would have been 5 Eternals or like 6, maybe I'm like, okay, but cool. you had 10 people had and they all had people. they all had their own interesting story.
Like
visually fire. Character's cool, but I feel like a lot of the doper characters we saw him for 10 minutes and like Gilgamesh was dope. Yeah, he died. The Speedster was dope. We saw her.
These are spoilers, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh yeah, yeah. If you ain't seen it by now, man,
you're not gonna see it. Yeah, if you ain't seen it by now, you're not gonna go see it. But I thought it was a dope movie. Yeah. A little too long. And way too many characters to have.
I feel
to,
like the beginning is what made it long.
It was the beginning.
But it was like hard to care about characters because there was so many characters.
And the characters like, care about, like Cersei and like Icarus, that was the most lame and like bland love.
Oh my god, Cersei! I'm going to slander Cersei to death, fam. That is the most bland woman, bland phase, bland story, bland character. I don't care about her character at all. Jon Snow couldn't save her. Like I did not care about none of that shit. I cared about these other characters. She had no personality, nothing. I did not care about her at all. That was a terrible lead. Choice, bro.
Could have did without her.
Yeah, and it was just like Selma Hayek's character is probably like one of the dopest, and then she like died, and then the whole movie's basically like going back telling like
telling the story leading up to the plot twist of how she really died, because
even for like Icarus, like I was trying to think, I'm like okay,
it was like Chadwick and Five Bloods.
I still gotta see the Five Bloods. Sorry, man.
You see? Okay.
No, it wasn't like that.
I was just drawing a comparison. You don't gotta see it. It's not that good.
But even with like, but like,
still a great performance.
Great performance. The movie.
Spike Lee, boy, the way you shot that.
But the whole thing was just like, even the whole Icarus thing, because I was like, well, technically, if you look at through his eyes, he's like, hey, like, we came here with a mission. I knew what a mission was. She's trying to fuck up the plan. I gotta kill you. Like, it is what it is.
The man was super suspect. As soon as I realized he has nothing but Homelander powers, I was like, this nigga's Homelander.
He's Omni-Man.
This is.
Nah, he definitely. Like, Homelander just cared about the brand. All he cared about was getting back, getting the fuck up out of here.
My man said, we gonna blow this planet up. We gonna go wipe a brain.
I have no emotions attached to this planet. Now, could have been together, I would have had some attachment to this planet. Yeah. But nah, you was all
leave me.
A new nigga every century, every day.
Because I get how the whole like movie is kind of like humanity and like how they like played a part in it and like you know, kind of. It was, I think that was really dope how like they talked, like even with Fastos when they were like, yo, like he basically was making all this tech and like he got to see like, oh shit, like this tech, like when they had like the Hiroshima thing.
Yeah.
Like I was like, oh damn, and they kind of showed like how he gave on humanity at that point, and he didn't find it until he found his husband and stuff. And I was like, okay, I was like, it would be nice to kind of see more of those characters develop. And then like the Druig, when he started like a whole like cult basically, when he was like, hey, like I can help these people, like basically like mind control them and shit, like fuck y'all, I'm out of here. So I'm like, okay, so like, this dynamic was cool, but I was like, a lot of those characters, like, we didn't really get to see more of it. Like, Thena was fire.
Thena was fire, but we only got to see it in the beginning of the movie.
With the Angelina Jolie thing, I think they probably were like, hey, a lot of her movies, she's kind of like, not really steals the spotlight, but she's like heavily the main focus. I don't know if she was paid for.
I'm like, get to work.
I don't know if they were like, yo, let's do it a different way. And I'm just like,
stuff comes.
Yeah, like, she was the best fighter out of all of them.
Get to fighting.
Yes, you're a badass. Fist to cuff.
I'll stay back and watch her. If she acts, I'll snuff her again. Yeah. Like, that's how he put her out. Put her out. Brother just pow. That's all he did was that pow. Shout out to my nigga Kumal. Like, his powers. People make fun of him. He was like, yeah, man. They told me I just gotta do like this. Just finger guns. Pow. I turned him sideways. So that way he looked cooler. But like, no. It's pew.
He just legit
had now his driver had me dying gun. When he was like, we need action scene in this documentary. And he was like, when he talked about his history, about basically all, he's like, yeah, he's my driver for 50 years. He's like,
oh yeah.
He's like, so these people know. He's like, no, that was my dad. That was my great grandfather, and that's me.
That was the story sticking with himself. Reinvent himself, like, wow, but y'all all look just alike. There wasn't none of y'all took the mom side, in any of these iterations.
I ain't gonna lie, them deviants, them things is kind of whack. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm like, dog, like if y'all don't go beat their ass real quick, I'm like, nah, y'all should not be struggling with these animals like this, all right? And then they had the one that kept like evolving, and I'm like, okay, can we get like a more excellent? How the fuck is he doing this?
Just for him to get dropped by Angelina Jolie because you thought it was sweet.
Yeah. A smooth drop in a cave. Yeah.
What pussy?
Yeah. Do y'all think they did the right thing by when it was like, but we'll have to wipe memory clean. That's the only thing. Like, no, I want to keep my memories.
Bro, if you don't wipe her ass.
Nigga, if you don't wipe wipe her fucking memories? Like, so now they had to go through the struggle problem. Homeboy with the power punch wouldn't be dead if y'all had just wiped her memory.
I'm like, y'all know y'all live forever, right? That means y'all gonna outlive people over and over again. Yeah. You're gonna be sad as hell. In every other movie, when somebody's lived forever, they turn into this bitter,
jaded, just super,
just hateful,
just
don't want to love nobody, don't want to trust nobody, don't want to talk to nobody type of person. Yeah, no, wipe their memories and let's run it back.
White memories keep moving.
Then when Jakari, when she thought that her man was dead, when she thought
She was whooping on Icarus, bro. That is the best.
Yeah, pop. That's just
speed. That is the best super speed I've seen like in a movie. Yeah. I'm like, okay, they did this because you know most times they show them they're just moving like mad slow.
Yeah.
I hate that shit when it's like
Fast. Somebody pointed out
it was like one of those video games where they like or more common where they just be like boom or boom like she just kept doing that from different angles hitting the nigga with mad elbows. But like when she explained it like in interviews is that she studied actual track runner so she can have the form right so it looks realistic. Like a speed. Yeah. So
New Rockstar was pointing out, just like Russ was saying, like normally when they want to show somebody going super fast,
the Flash,
they make everything else go slow. Like they don't like show them running fast or any like you know special faces like them zooming or whatever.
That's what small movies do.
It's just like they're running so fast that everybody's just moving slow. Yeah. Like yeah, and now I prefer them you know do the little you know fake you know super speed you know air behind them whatever.
Yeah, but she kept running scum up like her punches scum up.
Like, I am gonna say
with the tutti frutti special.
The boss they reported to him like yeah I definitely wouldn't win against him because that man I was like dog. The voice alone, I'm like, yeah, I'd probably do whatever he told me to do. Like, hey, man, fuck this plan,
nah, bro. Hey, man, that shit was scary as hell when he popped up at the end. Like, nah. Yeah.
He said, y'all think I'm pussy? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the nigga was in the shadows. Like, he just like, oh, nah, come on. Let me holler at y'all real quick. You know what I mean?
I'm going to go kidnap y'all real quick. Yeah, let me. We gonna put y'all on trial.
I'm like, oh, hey, man, that brother's, Like I said, I'd have been right with Icarus's ass. You know what I mean? Or,
somebody goes.
Nah.
Somebody goes, yeah, fast. So it's kind of interesting how, like, You were cool with the whole like Holocaust stuff, but like you know, you sad about that. Like, yeah, when slavery happened, where were you?
Because he didn't create no weapons for slavery. He didn't create boats. They just went and took us. He didn't create rope. She didn't do it.
This is strictly about my inventions.
Tech. I gave them tech, and they made an atom bomb. That was my fault.
And also like
the rope and shit that they got for slaves.
Those chains?
I didn't make them shit.
Not my work.
I didn't do nothing with that. That was all the humans on their fucking own.
I'm an eternal. I'm not a race. Yeah. Even though
I'm gay and black.
No. I was going to say, even though Salma Hayek got the thickest accent, like, man, he's talking with that. The way Gal Gadot runs this in the movie, they're like, yo, she pronounces... deviance the same way Jocelyn pronounces Stevie. Deviance. Stevie. The way
I was cracking
her V's are pronounced with B's. It's hilarious.
I was watching Red Notice. I was like, oh man, they couldn't get someone high with them for this because she was shooting Eternal, so they had to get Gal Gadot.
Oh my god! Have y'all?
They definitely be competing for roles. Like,
oh yeah,
it's one or the other. Like it's funny because
I believe it.
Because they definitely go back and forth for roles.
Gal Gadot just lucked up with you guys. As soon as you got one of them, now you solidify because you're part of the franchise. So now every movie under Wonder Woman, you can get those roles now because you know your name's attached to this, so you can bring in numbers and fan base and stuff. That and speaking of people that can bring in numbers and that build a large fan base and was a blockbuster star at one point in time, Will Smith. What a rollout! Like, where do we start? The book, Best Shape of My Life, the King Richard movie. Disney Plus.
I was saying last week, he's pushing it.
This is falling
out of my favorite. Like,
Will, testing my loyalty, Will. Well, I've been defending you for years. I defended you after.
Why they hate him?
After Bright came out, which actually I like that movie.
I like the movie.
What else?
But you thought Black Widow was trash, or you like Bright?
Hey, bro.
That was propaganda by the media, because they wanted Wright to fail.
Wright was original?
I ain't never seen that movie like that.
It was.
What other movies like that?
You were influenced by the people to tell you the media that was paid to say that it was trash.
So that ain't a buddy cop black white comedy relief. Like that's not barely any comedy.
They put the magic element in there. I ain't never seen that before.
Magic, man. They had pixies and fairies and shit.
Black Widow was like basically Winter Soldier without a good story, basically.
They had like a little two fairies flying instead of fireflies. It was just Tinkerbell just flying into the.
Well, I defended Will after Gemini Man, and I was.
Yo, how did we do that, man?
I've always defended Will. Gemini Man was.
Yeah, I forgot we saw that. I was like before
we saw it together. Yeah,
yeah, we all saw it.
I was so excited for that movie.
Oh man.
They did that so wrong.
We'll stop promoting.
I was sticking up for Will after Earth. You know what I mean, like
that was not Will's fault. It was not his movie.
That was Jaden's fault.
He was in that movie. Even though he doesn't like people, also blame Jaden.
The movie ain't that bad.
Because that almost ruined his relationship with Jaden.
Y'all had higher expectations for the movie than you should have. The movie ain't that bad, but
for After Earth or for Gemini Man.
After
Earth. I was gonna say. I understand high expectations for After Earth because it looked cold. The trailer. Yeah. And I was sold.
He's testing my patience. I used to say, like, yo, I think Denzel's the best, but Will's right there.
The book is really good, though. It's getting down nothing but acclaim.
I hear it's all type of stuff in there, man.
It's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of darkness. It's very, very, very dark. It's really good.
For Will to smile as much as he does, he's been through some.
No, problems. Like I said, Will's smile is now menacing to me now. He's like, yo, he's not well. Like, knowing what I know about you now, oh. Ooh, man, like, man, you have
Will is more the crying meme that they made of him than he is the smiles that he puts out there for people. Boy,
pain,
man, gee.
Yeah, no, that was rough. Still no divorce yet. Just update. Seven.
Rollout coming soon. We'll have to get
first quarter 2022.
We'll always be friends. We'll always love each other. We'll be all that shit in the statement.
We're just coming together. Keep the family together. Still on good terms. That's still my best friend.
That's still my best friend. Oh my god, I hate that. That's still my best friend.
It's just I don't know, man. I didn't know he was. I know he had like a book, like a doc coming out. So I'm like, yo, is he just doing like random ass interviews? Because every day was like a new headline. I was like, oh shit, okay, this is like a actual PR rollout. And I was like,
the doc is really good too. I watched all six episodes.
He's really good. He got a bunch of stuff.
And that shit, like you see Will and like fam, and you can just see in it now, and also knowing what I know, or like I haven't even read the whole book, but like knowing just enough of what I know, and then watching how you can tell when he's holding shit in. You can tell when he's like we say, oh, carefully choosing your words and stuff. I'm like, oh my god! Even when he's laughing, you can tell when he's frustrated. Like if someone's fucking up on his staff or his team and all that stuff. Like, oh, you don't call the whole crew and come down if you're not ready. And just as he's walking off, he's pissed. I was like, yo, you got to see what I'm talking about in that documentary when he comes to tracking it.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out.
They weren't prepared. They didn't have this.
What's it on? What's the doc on?
It's on YouTube. It's on the YouTube channel.
I forget that.
I don't mean to backtrack, but my last thing about Eternals, I don't see how any of them would fit in the Avengers.
No.
You'd be like, dog, I'm a fucking god. I ain't even following no rules.
Icarus
looked like he's just Homelander powers. He just basically Superman.
I think Loki, that's why they basically killed everybody off. Because y'all not going to fit in Avengers. We're going to try to find y'all, but y'all not going to
appear, have some cameos or whatever.
RIP my dog, Icarus. Even though, when we watched it, I was like, he died. I was like, because I didn't think he died. I was like, oh, maybe he just like went to go find himself, whatever. But I'm like, okay, he's basically a motherfucking robot. They can just rebuild him, whatever, some new memories.
But
so,
and
like,
they played off of Greek mythology.
Flew too close to the sun.
Icarus flew too close to the sun.
That was fire. How they basically made all that shit up. I'm like, yo, that was dope.
Yeah. At the end when it was I know you're Athena. No, it's Athena. There's no A. Don't put the A on it. Don't put the A on the theater. That was a joke by
Sprite. Sprite did that or whatever.
Sprite was trash. She was trash. Wow. Horrible character. Trash. Useless.
That's why you about to die on Earth.
Sprite. That's why I made you a human. Because they're like, nah, we don't need you on the team no more.
Now you got to die in real time.
You want to be regular? Cool. Got cool. you. Running cool. power.
Your expiration date is coming, bitch. or if someone finds out where you are, if someone, your enemy, you made, oh, yeah, now they're going to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't morph your way out of that one into someone else. Illusions
coming up.
You
know?
Her powers are trash, too. I'm sorry. Okay, my last thing. Some of them powers, I'm like, this is like low-key useless. What the fuck are you going to really do? Like,
yo, did that make y'all think about, like, yo, which power would I rather have? Like,
I'd say Icarus. Either Icarus or Phastos.
I'm wrong with either Phastos or Athena. I want the...
I don't know. Makari's dope, but maybe Makari, because I feel like flying trash, you know? I'd rather do
super flying. I feel like flying as a power is overrated. You can fly. You flew around. Now what?
I tell people all the time, like, if I was to get a superpower and nobody knew about it, it'd be super speed, because I'd be a millionaire as an athlete. I'd be fucking killing everybody in every sport. I'd be a 6-sport athlete. I'd play in the NFL, the NBA. I'd run track for the Olympics. I'd be cashing so many checks, it wouldn't make no sense.
A-Train would have nothing on him.
No, A-Train. A-Train my ass.
Yo, my power, I'm a simple man, and I'm very selfish. So my powers would only mirror me as, all right, so... Listen, Sprite is trash, but if I could walk in the club and just look however I fuck I want to look, or whatever celebrity I might walk in, Michael B. Jordan, go room every time, or what's homeboy Makari's boyfriend that had the mind control? Yeah, mind control. That's the whole other thing. Give me my mind control. I can convince everybody to come to my shows. I can mind control.
That's big sickle mode.
I can tour and sell out everywhere. Like, I just mind control everybody. Oh, you want to come see Brandon live? Huh? Yeah, pay your money.
you be like them people selling Jesus water.
Yeah. I know. It's great. It's great for me. Great for my brand. Buy my product, whatever product I put out. You're all going to buy it.
I'd say B just making B ain't putting no work in. I'd still be putting work in. I'd still be on that court getting money.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I'm just like, I want you guys to just naturally think I'm great, and then I don't have to do anything to earn it. I'm in all of your top fives. why they hate us, man? Why they hate me?
Back to our guy.
Listen to our podcast. Ooh, the streams we would get, y'all. The streams of the Sunday Dinner Podcast. Everybody going to their phone to stream the Sunday Dinner Podcast. Oh, Anchor cashing us out, y'all. Look at these streams.
So did you hear remember about Will and Idris Elba talking about linking up for another DC movie?
Yeah, well, they're both playing basically Deadshot. The
same character. Oh, it's going to be like, I can shoot better than you.
I can shoot better than you. Yeah, same thing in him and John Cena's rivalry. Yeah, yeah,
that'd be fire.
Like, they already did that rivalry.
So it's going to be Will. It's going to be Will, Idris, and John Cena. Like,
it's going to be Hobbs and Shaw, but the Will and
Will and John Cena version.
Yo, did we talk about the Vin Diesel poster, The Rock? I sent y'all that post when he was
We gotta talk about that.
I don't think he tried to little bro the rock.
Hey, little bro.
Hey,
like,
little brother. It's time for you to come back to the fast. Hey, man. All right. You gotta reword that. My kids, you know, they call you. Oh, you bringing the kids into it?
Too? I'm like, hey, well, one, both of y'all grown men. I don't know who's older,
You're not about
to little
bro.
You're not about to call me little bro. I don't care if I'm a year younger than you, brother.
I'm big bro in every other aspect. I'm bigger than you. My box office, my money. Just don't do that. Don't do that.
Vin Diesel's like, nah. The fast. I didn't know. Well,
the fast family.
All my movies do numbers. Yeah, because you only do one every few years. The Rock out here working.
Multiple projects.
A year. Like,
you had to come back to this franchise. You overfailed you left. That's the first one.
That movie you came out with last year, the year before, that shit was trash.
It's called Bloodsport?
Yeah.
I watched the flight ones and I was like, I'm okay.
Yeah, I was like, eh, this shit whack.
Y'all forgetting about this nigga run after the first Fast Fury.
Nah, yeah.
He's supposed to be.
I'm like, Triple X did.
First of all, that's the thing. The first Fast Fury didn't do big number because Vin Diesel, because Vin Diesel was a nobody when he did the movie. Yeah, people were going because the movie looked like
Paul Walker. He's been like big star of that movie, wasn't he?
He was a teen heartthrob going into it. Like he was just leaving those type of movies, Varsity Blues and all that shit like that. But
It was basically a 50-50 thing. People just loved street racing at the time.
But street people racing. Did not know who Vin Diesel was. He did voice actor work and all that stuff.
Because I think about it, when they went to Too Fast, Too Furious, Vin Diesel was mad because they weren't trying to pay him. I was like, all right, well, shit, let me get Paul Walker his own movie, shit.
Then he played Ja Rule, told Ja Rule he wasn't coming back. They replaced him with Tyrese, and then Vin Diesel came back, and Tyrese has been in every movie since.
And then Vin Diesel tried to come back. I did Chronicles of Riddick and whatever the fuck else. The Pacifier, the Babysitter, the Nanny, all these dumbass, goofy-ass movies.
Bro, Chronicles of Riddick.
That's when you know it went bad, when he stopped doing action movies and he did the Pacifier. That's when you know it was down.
Yeah, he was definitely.
That's when he was like, all right, I'm going back to
Then he got the easiest bag ever, being Groot.
Groot. So, nah.
But people didn't go, Vin Diesel in the new Guardian.
Nobody knew.
There's people that still don't know Sylvester Stallone is the shark in.
Man, I wonder how much his Marvel checks is, man.
He's made like $60-some million.
And he only has three words to say in different variations.
Bradley Cooper as Rocket Raccoon is still mind blowing to me.
That is fun. Yeah. So the funniest thing about that.
That's dope, though.
So he does
he does a dope job.
So he does the voice, and then, like, one of the Guardians. Like one of their friends who's
It's his brother.
His brother's the one that actually does like the actual movements and stuff.
He be in the green suit. Nah, Bradley ain't getting that green suit.
Bradley's a fuck all that.
The green onesie.
I'm not getting that joint with the head cap.
I will say, I think the behind the scenes on like the whole Infinity War and Endgame stuff was so dope. Like they did I still
want to see more because I know they got more.
They got way more to stash.
Way more in the tuck. The stuff that has came out, that have released or whatever. That's just dope. For sure.
Oh shit!
Did we talk about She-Hulk? Did you already do that?
You briefly mentioned.
Oh yeah,
we went straight to Daredevil.
She's gonna look way better than the regular Hulk because the regular Hulk looks terrible. I'm sorry. I'm tired of Bruce Hulk. Go back to the original one. Like we don't really want to see this whole like combination where it's like it's Bruce Banner. No, we don't care.
But
like,
man, I think they alluded to that. Oh, because that's the thing. We never talked about the post credits in Eternals and.
Man, he look old. Oh yeah. We had Harry Styles bum ass being.
Star Fox. I'm like, damn, wasn't Star Fox? Isn't that a character in like Super Smash Bros. Or something like that?
I've heard that name before.
Like Star Fox.
But, shout out my guy,
Marvel. You Marvel? Oh shit, Star Fox.
I more so was like, I'm tired. Okay,
I thought you was Capcom. I didn't know you was.
You was Marvel, huh?
Marvel this whole time.
I hate Marvel. Well, no, I think Mark Ruffalo. He must have some type of like deal with. He's gonna be in like every post credit scene because he's in the most post credit scenes of all time. Like
he's been in like five or so.
Like
to the point, it's not impressive. Mark Ruffalo in the post credit.
He pops up in every post credit scene.
We're not going crazy for Mark Ruffalo in the post credit scene.
They can't give him his own movie, so it's the closest thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like shit. Well, we're gonna put you
as much money out of this as we can. Your ass to work.
Yeah, you clearly can't get a movie. We tried that. It failed.
I told y'all the real reason behind it though, because Universal owns like all the Hulk shit. Y'all not doing nothing. Y'all not doing a movie.
Yeah, Universal, like, they're not like Sony. Universal's like, no, we're not.
That's why any movie he does, he got to be with somebody else. Like that's why they did the whole thing with him and Thor, and they wanted to do like a Planet Hulk movie and all this other. Like no, like Universal's like, nah, we own these rights. They're not for sale. Like
we good with the money y'all bringing in.
keep them checks coming in.
With
She-Hulk, I think like.
No, but and then I was gonna say
we're
too,
not like Venom. We're
Venom.
I hate people's. I hate the Marvel superhero sneaker game, man. Everybody be wearing some bullshit. Shane, my dog Shane Chi was wearing some bullshit. He looked like he had a couple Jordan 1 mids.
His shoe rack.
Yeah, I seen it. I was like, man, like goddamn it. And then She-Hulk. I seen them weak ass sneakers that they about to put her into. Like goddamn it, can somebody wear some Heat, please? Goddamn it.
Hire Joe LaPuma to
get somebody some Heat. Have Conceited be consulting on some sneakers. Goddamn, jeez, that sneaker game trash.
They ain't trying to give them no Heat, man. They're like, yo, we ain't trying to cut no other product placements in. No. But yeah, it's gonna be interesting to kind of see like, because I think like I don't know shit about. I don't know shit about She-Hulk, to be honest.
I guess she was a lawyer.
Like her whole cousin.
Yeah, she was a lawyer that was Hulk's cousin, and I guess
some blood transfusion or some shit, and then like some shit.
In the comics, she's like about to die, and the way she gets injected is the Hulk gives a Bruce Banner gives her.
Somebody was like, "Yo, this is a real good idea." You know, he got all his gamma rays. This is perfect. It's a great idea.
This one, it looked like he put her ass in the chamber. Like she was like, "Nigga, like she made him do it." Like, nah, I won't be Hulk like you. I won't be Hulk in the courtroom. Put me in the chamber. So we got that,
and they showed They showed the Moon Knight stuff we already talked about. What else? Oh yeah, What If season 2, which I was telling somebody on Twitter. I think season 2 is gonna be better because
I don't want to sit through another season.
No, hear me out. Because season 1 they wanted to basically do the whole like kind of some find a way to mix with the MCU to kind of like, okay, this is like canon, so it's all together. Season 2 they said is it's more of an anthology, so nothing's gonna actually connect. So it's just gonna all.
So it's not gonna be canon. Okay.
Yeah, so it's gonna be all just like anthology, how it was originally supposed.
I don't want
to. How many more times is Tony gonna die?
I don't want none of that shit to connect, man. Like, no, all that shit in season 1 they can keep that shit too.
Yeah. I see what they're trying to do because it was kind of like their first like feet back like in the animation world, trying to like because DC been whooping their ass animation wise for like
for 30 years. Mm-hmm.
So they were like, yo, we gotta kind of get back in the game. Mm-hmm. So they're slowly trying to get back in it. So I mean, it was an ambitious start, but I'm just like, I think the next
season, an ambitious start.
Yeah, you need to really actually do it.
That's how you know something sucks.
Like, you get an E for effort.
It was an ambitious start.
But yeah, season 2, they definitely really gotta actually like, okay, let's actually get like some creative, like, because What If was really supposed to be like, hey, like, not some shit where it was like, if you did this one thing differently. No, actually, like an actual like creative story. So I'm hoping next season they do that. And then also do not bring back any of the actors that were originally like in the MCU. Just do actually, because like when they actually had the people that were replaced, like when Tony's replacement was good, Spider-Man's placement was good, Black Widow's replacement was whatever. But like get actual actors who are actually voice actors, because Michael B. Jordan, I never want to hear him voice acting that show.
I'd be defending Will, man.
That's my guy. You know what I'm saying? He's all we got against the Brits.
I'm always good to say, especially now that we got Jonathan Majors. I'm like,
that's my guy too, man. Shout out King.
Bring it, old face Jonathan. I'll still wonder how old his face is because he hosted Saturday Night Live last night.
I didn't know he was just a year older than us, Russ.
He's a year younger than me. It's literally September 7th is his birthday. But this nigga is old in the face. This nigga is Greg Oden. All types of niggas. He did a sketch on Saturday Night, and he's sitting right next to Keenan. And if you had told me that Jonathan Majors was older than Keenan, I would believe you. I would have believed that. He looks old in the face, and Keenan, he looks amazing. Keenan still looks like Keenan.
Did I tell you guys about how who convinced Jonathan Majors to join the MCU?
Who?
Mahershala Ali. Big goat.
Did not know that. Dog.
He was like, shit, I'm going. Come with me.
Ah, and that's the post-credit scene movie I got to talk about.
Like that?
Segway.
Yeah, I didn't catch that originally, but I was like, oh, shit, that was Blade talking to Jon Snow at the end. Shout out my guy, Jon.
Jon Snow. See, I want to see.
What character is Jon Snow going to be playing in?
They said
is important to the Blade series.
I mean, some dude named Black Man. He's
taking over Triple H's character from Blade.
I guess like his story, when he kills more people, he gets like more powerful and evil and shit. I'm like, oh, so he's gonna be like one of the anti-hero. He's going to probably be in like bum ass Ghost Rider.
The anti-hero.
Also, don't ever bring Ghost Rider.
I'm like, yo, if y'all.
They ain't gonna bring your boy Nicolas Cage
back. Fuck Nicolas Cage. The day I die, the way to hear feels like about Tommy Davidson. That's how I feel about Nicolas Cage. Fuck Nicolas Cage.
Bro, I remember those movies came out because I had no idea it was attached to Marvel until like the.
I didn't know it was attached to Marvel either.
Yeah, and I was bro, I'm so glad they don't. Because they said like. This is off topic, but they said basically like the whole like TV Marvel side, like if you remember when they did the the Inhuman show, they said Inhumans, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., all that shit. They said like that's a whole different division of Marvel. They said Kevin Feige don't fuck with that division at all. Like it's like real like actual issues. Like that's why when they talk about it, he's like, nah, that shit don't connect. Like
that shit don't connect. Not my universe.
Even like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., like the first. I don't know if you remember the first season when Samuel Jackson was literally in every episode. And they were like, nah, it doesn't connect. They're like, but they're like.
But y'all had Nick Fury.
They're literally talking about actually like Avengers events, like Civil War and shit. I don't connect.
Nope.
All right, well, okay. Nope. And then like Iron Fist and shit and like all that stuff. I think like they want to find a way to like.
The Punisher. Are we going to get the Punisher?
I like that dude. That
he
dude's
got
dope.
Guns. Hell guns.
Nah, because he can't be the Punisher because what's his name? Played the Punisher? Dude that was Crossbones.
No, Crossbones, they're totally different.
They're totally different. They look alike. I know they both got the little thing. They got the same
aesthetic.
No, I think at one point, because there's been two Punishers.
Netflix series, that's not him.
Yeah, that's not him in the Netflix.
The original Punisher, like way back in the day, that was totally different. White guy with black hair.
Wasn't it? Rumlow's not that old where he was Punisher back in the
day. Man, I swear you played Punisher at one point. Man, all right.
But
Rumlow's not as old as you think.
But I wonder how they're going to bring it back, because, you know, like that stuff on the Netflix was more like, you know, like more kind of darker and kind of more like, so because I know at some point they want to do like a more adult side of Disney Plus, but if I'm them, I would just be like, yo, just throw it on Hulu. We own Hulu.
Run
it on that side.
Nah, but they do, you know, like they are lacking for some content. They can add another category. Yeah. they can add a little more.
But also on the Black Panther set, there's still more headaches going on. And
Ryan Coogler, I'm telling you, listen to what I said a couple podcast episodes ago. Make this shit Civil War and just throw a bunch of superheroes in the movie. Go call Anthony Mackie, ain't doing shit right now. Just go call him.
He ain't doing Bucky. He ain't doing shit.
Shit. Who else in black? The other superhero? I don't know, but like, and also, honestly, like I said on Twitter too.
I know, but they could never make it that the White Wolf. They cannot make it about the White Wolf.
Yeah, you might have tread lightly past that.
And
with Shuri, honestly. Go find them girls in Blackish, either the younger sister or the older sister. Either or, we cool with it. Like
Or Chyna McClain. Remember she said she was up for the role.
Oh, no.
She said I just would leave
her out of this whole like, oh, Hollywood's demonic now. Stop it. Okay. Our obsession with that whole
it's
like
only demonic when she ain't getting work. Now
all I'm saying
he was working. He was the Disney darling when you was Tyler Perry.
All I'm saying, Hollywood. Back when we were younger, people used to get recast and they act like nothing happened. Let's bring that energy back. Okay, let's recast people. Not give no answers. New actor on the show now. New actor in the movie. We ain't gotta explain it.
Jonathan Majors, bring him in. That's the child.
Like, bro, honestly, I don't want to sound insensitive. At this point, I kind of am cool with him recasting T'Challa. I'm sorry. Like, I know it's a tough topic, but like at some point, like
he can't do that. But
I'm open to it now because I'm just like Major's a good fit. You know, I had the family
I'm not,
sign
I'm
off.
Not
on
open
it.
To, I'm not open to anybody doing it. Like, if it ain't Damson Idris,
our guy.
Yeah. But he's British, and that brings up a whole other conflict. So you replaced a real black
man. I'm cool
with
Damson
with a British actor.
Who was our guy from Star Wars? The black dude.
Another British guy. Damn, you gonna bring in John Boyega?
Yeah, we can make it work, man. I'm just.
You know it's crazy.
Calabarian.
Like the old.
Because that's British. That nigga didn't even hide it from the jump. Like it wasn't somebody we just found out.
What's
was
funny
British
is that like they would replace you and then make a joke about it. Like, oh, you look different.
Like that. Yeah, bring back the days when you brought in Ruffalo, just recast from Ed Norton and just act like, or who else they recast? Ant-Man daughter. Who else they got? It's been some recast in the MCU. Yeah,
just like you look different. just like they did Aunt Viv. Just like they did. Who else they
Aunt Viv,
did?
That was a wild. That was Stagecoach Mary recasting right there. That was some whole different to me. That one was passive, not strong at all. She didn't lead that household. Uncle Phil was walking all over that second Aunt Viv. Like, oh, I might leave you in divorce. Yeah, man, nobody scared. The reverse Aunt Viv would just left. All right, she would have told if I feel sick. She would snap her fingers.
No,
Uncle Phil would have
sat
down.
They had Jazz come in and say, "Wow, you look different."
Wow. You look different. Just had Will look in the camera, break that wall. There we go. Get your Deadpool on. Is Deadpool coming to the? Is he or is
yeah,
he?
Yeah,
Blade's coming in.
Deadpool is.
They
also, too, you know, remember who played T'Challa's dad as a kid? They can make him a new Black Panther.
They be like, nigga, what you just playing today? That would cause.
Right now, Russ is just pulling anybody.
Ryan, call me, dog. Kevin Feige, call me.
That's had a mini fro. Any black man with a mini fro.
He's two people away from naming Jesse T. Usher. He's about two more people away.
I'm surprised he ain't in the MCU. He might be in the T'Challa's son, bro.
They turned him down completely. That's why he went and did.
Vought University in the Vought Universe. Doing the boys.
They told him, no.
Them niggas from the boys that are running the second that Marvel called. Even Homelander. The way Homelander treats the way that Tony Stark treats Homelander, like, oh yeah, if he got a Marvel role, he gonna treat that 100 times. No,
Marvel treated dude like they did Lil Saint. Never punk.
Never punk. Wait, what can I be down with Marvel? Never punk. You can't even dance. You can't even act. You ain't shit. Come on, man. My brother, he already did it. I ain't gonna let nobody else bully him. The other people already bullying my school. I ain't gonna have that around me.
Don't that nigga never
bully. My bad. That nigga, yeah. You know I gotta say it. Laz Alonso. They gonna bring in Laz Alonso. Just bring in Laz Alonso now. You go ahead and do it. Unless you bring in Ghost. Unless Ghost is coming in. See, Laz Alonso or Ghost. You can't have both. You can't have both Laz Alonso.
They gonna bring in Laz Alonso and then replace him on the boys with Omari Hardaway.
They gonna bring in Laz Alonso or fuck around, just have him be T.I.'s character, just putting out T.I.'s out. They're just gonna bring in Laz Alonso. Imagine you watching Ant-Man 3. And it's just Laz Alonso and T.I. spot. Trying to talk extra fast. Extra horse. It's the most important meal of the day.
Yeah, this might be one of the funniest episodes we recorded.
Oh my god.
Why you hate me?
Being ugly is only mean if it's true. It's only if.
Oh my goodness! Episode 77. Only right that it was only this funny.
It's a nostalgia, real quick. I was gonna do some Hovind's out. I had a really funny Hovind's nostalgia. A couple of them. Matter of fact, no, this one I have to acknowledge is the anniversary, 11-year anniversary. Friday Night Lights. It even snowed. Classic. Just like on the very first. Right, I liked release. I was there. I was at the concert. I was there. It was an album mixtape release party, and Cole didn't know that he was about to sell that bitch. He had no idea. He had zero niggas. This was at a time where people had no idea that there were black people in Minnesota. And that their concerts would sell out. You know, Rod Wave learned. People could get in. I bought my tickets in advance, but people, oh, you know, it's just gonna be us Cole fans. Like that. Yeah, but you don't know how many Cole fans. It was a lot. And that concert put a lot of people on the Cole. The mixtape, when that dropped, that put a lot of people on the Cole. There's a lot of people. It was the beginning for them. There's two really big bullet points in his career where a whole fan base was brought in. That was Friday Night Lights and Forest Hills Drive. Those are two like very pivotal, where it's like a big significant jump in fan bases. And I don't know if y'all remember when Friday Night Lights dropped.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
The website crashed in. People couldn't get a hold of that mixtape for like that whole first day. I got in early, got in. But yeah, the niggas did crash that website because of all the Lucy's that led up to it. It was just amazing.
That was a moment, man.
We got in the morning for what would be the second time out of the four times we would get it. We got the remix, got Drake. Drake's on that mixtape. And phenomenal mixtape. There's I can always go on and on about it, but y'all know how I feel about Friday Night Lights and cultural classic. Amazing.
From somehow on TikTok this week, I randomly was coming across Friday After Next leaked scenes.
Russ, your nostalgia has to have Friday in it now. Our
deleted scenes or whatever that were fucking hilarious, man. Like that, I was crying.
We watch it every year for Christmas too. Yeah, it's a Christmas movie. Friday After Next is a Christmas movie.
One of the best. Yeah, but I definitely that movie, just like the whole Friday series, like that.
Yeah.
Cube did
great trilogy. Just like how we talk about, right, like there's the action comedy. There's Bad Boys has the best trilogy, and then like you can throw in Rush Hour. That's like the only one close, and then it's like the marginal. No one's close, and then for Friday, it's like the Friday trilogy and the House Party trilogy. They have like a very great arguable trilogy.
No, yeah, definitely, man. Yeah, but nah, he did his thing. But yeah, no, Friday After Next is definitely hilarious, and then deleted scenes are stupid. Yeah. Shout out to Mr. Gaines. I had no clue that he was supposed to be in that movie like as well.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that deleted scene. I think I sent it to y'all, but yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, my nostalgia. So
Friday Night Lights the movie. Friday Night Lights the TV series.
So y'all remember back when we were like 13th. Y'all remember back when this was like early 2000s, back when these like the Disney Channel movies on like Fridays and stuff.
Yeah.
The original movies. So Disney Plus, I sent y'all the link when they dropped like the trailer that movie called Sneakerella. That looked like a straight Disney Channel. I'm like, fam,
goodness,
this is horrible. Like it was trash. And I'm like, okay, this is definitely giving me early 2000s.
Man, this is giving Disney me the, this is giving me the sneaker movie that Netflix did.
Throw a bunch of random black people in here and just be like, oh, I'm like, nah, this,
Hey, I would have watched that. The Disney Channel, the That's So Raven era me. I would have tuned in. Been on for that. We was watching the Disney Channel.
I'd have started buying sneakers early. Hey,
remember that basketball movie with Richard T. Jones from The Wood? The guy slammed from the wood. He played with basketball. Based on a true story.
The Jewish
basketball player. Learned how to play basketball from the former 76er guy injured because he had bad knees.
That got the generator work by dribbling at half court. Lights went out because of the storm. All of a sudden, his faith in his God and dribbling the basketball in center court, the lights just magically turned on.
Slim was living in a van by the river. Johnson Chris Farley was
going to tryouts.
All I'm gonna say is the Lawrence brothers had, they were in like a 360 deal with Disney Channel at that time.
Oh yeah,
they had a movie every other month.
That was a great run for them. Lawrence, but that's a trilogy of brothers that was out here in Hollywood. Yeah, man. Matthew Lawrence, the nigga from Blossom. Whoa, and you had the Joey Lawrence. Well, Joey Lawrence is the older one. Matt Lawrence is the one from Boy Meets World.
Yep,
and
yep,
then
yep.
you had the little brother out here.
Man, but episode 77.
We thank y'all for tuning in, even though y'all might hate. I don't know why y'all hate us. shout out to the dads from all the movies and projects. You got to do right. The struggling fathers everywhere.
You know why I named you?
You know why I named you Star? I ain't named you Star for no reason. This nigga had mad tattoos on his arm. Episode 77. Thank y'all. We thank y'all so much for tuning in. Man. I am, as always, at Brandon Ridley.
At @O_Ridley.
At T Russell 3 L's.
And we will see y'all next time. Until then, play.